RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown score or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good evening and Merry Christmas to anybody who actually celebrates. The Dallas Mavericks just defeated. No, they did not defeat anyone. They lost to the Golden State Warriors 126-116. I'm Kirk Henderson. Tonight I am joined by Mavs Moneyball's contributors, Jack and David. Guys, thanks for taking time out of your evening to join me. Josh had something come up last minute. So what's going on, guys? David, you first.
I mean, my Christmas has been pretty good outside of a pretty disappointing loss tonight. But yeah, I mean, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
My children woke up at 5:15 My youngest one in a pack and play, which is basically like a portable baby jail, and he's screaming, "Let me out! Let me out!" And that's, you know, the day's just kind of gone from there. A good day though, Jack. How about you?
Yeah, my day's been good. Skied a good amount this morning and afternoon.
Skiing without this. Injury. Skiing without injury.
I did, in fact, injure myself, though. So, yeah. No. Hurt my shoulder, but, hey, we're good. We're day to day.
You kept playing. You returned.
Oh, yeah, we were good. We were good.
Okay, but so here's the deal, guys. The Mavericks lost, and I watched this game, and I was surrounded by family, most of which don't watch basketball. And this was not a fun game to have to explain to people who do watch who don't watch basketball, like why I spend my time doing this. What would you let's start with Jack first. Well, Jack, what would you tell a friend or family member who asked why you watched this game?
Cooper Flag. There you go. There's the answer. Okay. Two words. That's okay. It. The rest of these good guys answer. Gonna be playing in Guangdong soon. But Coop's great.
So
if Coop got injured, I'm not watching a game. Straight up, not watching the game if he's not playing, because this team is diabolical to watch.
I had the game. The game was on low volume, and I've not been able to check Mavs Twitter very much. I see that Anthony Davis leaves the game. At what point in the game does that happen, and how does that tangibly impact the game, David?
I think that happened late-ish in the second quarter, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe midway through.
It was
mid second
quarter. Was it mid?
Yeah, it was like middle. Yeah, it was second quarter, middle or late. I don't remember exactly when, but yeah, it was also on a play where he was running down the floor and somebody threw the ball to him and he just walked off the court and the ball went out of bounds. So not only did he get hurt, but he gave up a fucking layup. I'm sorry for cursing, but because he got hurt. So. In terms of affecting the game, I mean, listen, you know how I feel about Anthony Davis. The Mavs defense is already kind of...
The people need to know how you feel about Anthony Davis. They don't hear you as much anymore.
I am of the opinion that Anthony Davis does not contribute to winning. He's a good player, but, like, here's something. For a guy that is supposed to be a, you know, Hall of Fame shot blocker, I don't really see him block too many shots. And maybe that's because guys are deterred from the rim or whatever. But, I mean, so I was at the Denver game a couple nights ago, and obviously I watched this game. When guys drive in on Anthony Davis, it doesn't seem like they miss. Like, if you put your body into him, he's not the kind of guy who can take these bumps anymore, and you're able to get up a shot over his arm because you can push off of him. So to answer your question, in terms of how this affected the game, the Mavs defense is already a layup line with or without him. It got really bad when the game
was rough.
The Warriors,
especially against the Warriors offense.
Yeah, my offense in high school revolved around backdoor cuts and layups because, you know, we were a bunch of largely unathletic, shorter guys. And that's exactly what the Warriors looked like tonight. It looked like a bunch of smaller dudes getting layup after layup because the Mavs were just either asleep or like tired or I don't know. It was bad.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is really something to watch. So the game at halftime was something to the effect of a million. So the 71 to 58. And it's not like the Warriors defense was particularly adept either. But Jack was, while we were waiting for you, David, Jack was sort of looking through the numbers, just the raw data, and reading out some of what happened in this game. And like, Jack, why don't you just kind of go through some of what you thought was like both horrifying or interesting about this game from a stats point of view.
Okay, so I'll just do the teams here. The Mavs shot 55% from the field, which is obviously really, really good. They seemingly do it like every other night. They shot 14 threes, which, I mean, you laugh. It makes
That's
you
attempted?
Laugh. Because, yeah, 14 attempted threes. Got 4 of 14. It's unbelievable. In 2025, in this era of basketball, like watching the Spurs or the Thunder in the last game versus the Mavs, how they play offense. The Warriors shot just 44% from the field, so you played good defense on them. But they shot 50 threes, and they shot worst from three. They shot 28%, but they made 14 because they shot 50 of them. And then
they're
also
plus 30 in threes. That's incredible.
And then the final one is they took 10 more shots because you were running Cooper Flag at the five in the fourth quarter and could not grab a rebound. I guess Daniel Gafford couldn't grab a rebound either, but is anyone surprised with that?
No.
No, and there's already comments in the chat about that. We have one guy saying, Gaff-ass playing is so cringe. How is kid letting him get minutes? And it seemed, you know, AD has been the de facto five, whether he wants to be or not. So he goes down.
He doesn't want that, to be.
And he goes down, and it seems that Kidd was just like, well, I'm not gonna let Dwight Powell play tonight. No Christmas game for Dwight Powell. And I don't know anybody that really loves Dwight Powell, but there's
maybe
at least
better than this.
There's a difference in energy between him and Gafford. I mean, Gafford plays 15 minutes. He gets five total boards. I mean, at least five of them are defensive. Usually, gets killed on the defensive boards. This was such an ugly game because it's like you come out of this Nuggets game, and the Nuggets game was really cathartic and fun because the Mavericks were missing. Three rotation guys: PJ Washington, Klay Thompson, and Max Christie. And they pull ahead of the Nuggets. Granted, the Nuggets are also missing three or four rotation guys, but the Nuggets have like one of the three best players in the multiverse. So you come off that game and expect some better energy. And I was watching this, and I'm curious to see if you guys caught this, because sometimes I read too much into things when I'm only watching things half-assed. Did Jimmy Butler punk them in like the first half a couple of times with like foul baiting shit. The Mavericks never really seemed to be in this game despite the score feeling close. I just like felt sort of kind of hopeless the whole game.
No, I agree. I was going to actually bring that up because they kept flashing this stupid graphic on the screen that was like, Warriors are 1 of 20 from three this half. And you're like, okay, well, the Mavs should be winning then, right? And then you look at the score and you're like, no, the Mavs are down by 10 points. How is this even possible? The Warriors, like, this is a perfect example of like why I can see the Warriors kind of buying into this whatever they have, even though they're super old, because like they do have some sort of edge on teams like the Mavericks that, you know, not a lot of teams have. When you have Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, I mean Steph Curry to an extent, like they just like do things like veteran plays. I mean I'm not going to call foul baiting a veteran play, but you know what I'm saying, like they just make plays that they can make, you know, when they, like on a Christmas game, over the course of the regular season, the Warriors, obviously, they're going to lose games because they're going to, you know, sit out. But when they have all their guys and they're playing as hard as they can on a national stage, like they can basically get 5 to 8 points just because they've played longer than the other team.
Sure. What did you see, Jack?
I think the AD injury just kind of, because it was a close game until he got hurt. Like they had a bad first quarter, but then they were getting back into it. But AD getting hurt, you could just tell the whole team is just like, all right, I mean, it's over at this point. I just think this Warriors team's a bad matchup for the Mavs, especially without AD, because I just felt defensively there was so just a lack of focus in general. And it was everybody. I thought Flag probably had his worst defensive game of the season, I'm not criticizing him too badly. I mean, he's 19, but he really, really struggled with all of the motion and movement that the Warriors run, and really the whole team did. But yeah, I mean, it felt like the refs kind of got him out of this game, which that's a Luka era tidbit right there, letting the refs completely ruin your game. But I mean, yeah, the foul baiting, and then they missed free throws. And then I just thought on the glass was so frustrating. And I get you're small, but I mean, the Warriors are tiny as well, and it's just Gary Payton and Will Richard just flying in, and you have like Cooper and PJ who are 6'9", both of them just kind of standing. So yeah, the energy was pretty terrible, but I think it kind of just stems from AD getting hurt, and then they were constantly behind having to fight back, and then it just felt like the dam broke.
And if you're not going to hit threes, and if you're not going to take and hit threes, comebacks are so exhausting.
Yeah, because they had to fight for every single bucket, and it's just the Warriors were getting layups or open threes. And the Warriors, I mean, couldn't hit a three in the second half, but still just being able to get open looks compared to what the Mavs have to do is pretty
drastic. I had to take my little one upstairs, and it was 99-104. And it seemed like that was as close as the Mavericks got before the Warriors just kind of casually closed the door on them. I think the point about energy and not being able to come back in like the ways that, let's just say, Denver was last night is just one of those understated and discussed elements about the Mavericks, because they constantly seem to be playing reasonably close games. But I sort of describe them to one friend as like they kind of remind me of like a worse Tom Thibodeau team. Because they play so hard all the time, which is to their credit, but that also means they don't have anywhere else to go in terms of finding another gear, because there are no gears left. Like they just they use all their energy, and it's a frustrating thing.
Yeah, and also when you use all of your energy every night, you know, over the course of an 82 game season, you've seen some of these games where their legs look dead in the fourth quarter. And I remember there was one play tonight. I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was the last couple of minutes where Cooper Flagg, somebody got a steal and he got back on defense.
And, yeah.
I mean,
and no
there
one
was
else was
no
even close.
One in the frame. Yeah. There was no other. He defended the layup. Like whoever it was missed the layup. And then the Warriors guy who ran back got the rebound and made it. And the next guy that was on the Mavs that was close was like Max Christie 30 seconds later was like walking down the court. And I'm like, you got to match. If your 19-year-old rookie's the guy that's setting that tone in the fourth quarter, it's kind of
You know. Not to go Kirk editorial mid-podcast, but if anybody is able to find a clip of that, I think you could write 400 words on why that sucks and why that is sort of emblematic of where we are with this Mavericks season, because you get these people that are checking in, tuning in and saying, hey, you know, can the Mavericks make a run for the eighth seed? We got, you know, our fearless leader and Josh Bow, who thinks they're just sort of going to fall up into the eighth seed. And there's a good argument for it. But then you watch shit like this and you're like, there's just no, to me, and I think to Jack too. I actually don't know where you stand, David. I know me and Jack are kind of like, absolutely fucking not. Like, this team is just going to die at some point. And like, that play sort of strikes me as emblematic of that concept.
Yeah, I just think like there are a couple different types of mediocre teams in the NBA. There are mediocre teams who have very mediocre talent, who are going to beat the bad teams most nights but lose to all the good teams. And then there are mediocre teams like the Mavericks who have a ton of talent, who have a top 25 player, who have, I don't know what AD is. Like, he's a player, I guess. But you do have a ton of talent.
Right.
And any given night, if a team walks in like the Nuggets or the Rockets a couple weeks ago and just, who cares? They're going to win. But when they play the good teams that really put forth the requisite effort and match that intensity, you see games like this. So they'll win games. But I think a lot of people think this team will be good after they trade AD, if they trade AD. I think this team's going to be awful without AD. Because they, as frustrating as he is, they so desperately need
AD. AD is a pretty high. AD and Cooper together are a pretty fantastic floor.
Yeah, they can win you a lot of games. But without AD,
it's like, oh no.
Yeah. When it's just Cooper out there just by himself, I mean, he's great, but I don't know what player could carry this roster to an eight seed without AD.
David, I'm going to let you think about where you sit on this, and I'm going to cut us to a quick break. So think for just a second here. All right, guys, if you want to support the Mavs Moneyball show, or Mavs Moneyball, Pod Maverick, which is a wing of Mavs Moneyball, here's the three ways you can support the show is listen to the podcast, tell your friends about the podcast. The second way is to actually listen to the ads, because that's how we make whatever beer money comes out of this thing. And the third way is there's literally a link in the show notes if you're all interested. So I'm going to cut. We're going to add some audio ads into this. And then when we come back, I want to hear what David thinks about this team in terms of their chances. Because I think David might be a little more positive than Jack and I, but I really can't remember. We'll be right back.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. A bold cranberry and winter spice flavor fusion, Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry is a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season. And only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
All right, thanks for waiting. If you haven't subscribed to the show, please consider doing so. So before the break, Jack and I both sort of lamented our position of the Mavericks are very close to being real stinky, and we didn't give David a chance to comment. So, David, what are your thoughts on that particular position?
I've been kind of back and forth. Before the year, kind of like probably over the summer, I thought this team would win 30 games. And then I kind of went to the, I think my official take in the round table on the site was like 55 wins, just because the basketball gods would spite us and make this team good because of Nico. That is clearly not the case. Even the basketball gods could not overcome what Nico did.
That's a headline right there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm back on like, I wrote about something before the season about this stretch that they have. I think it's coming up. It's either mid-January or early January to like after the All-Star break. They have this like gauntlet of a schedule. And obviously it's hard to predict these games because of injuries. And, you know, you never know who's going to play on any given night. And they beat the Nuggets the other night, so you never know. But like their schedule is going to get really, really difficult. Basically in the most tiring part of the year, when like before the All-Star break is really hard because you've been playing basketball for a couple months without any break. And then once after the All-Star break, you see all the teams, you know, all the changes are made where everyone, you know, gets a little rest and then they start playing a little harder. But yeah, they have this stretch coming up where I could see them losing a lot of games. So I agree with y'all. I do not think this team is going to stumble into the eighth seed. They're going to have to play really well for that to happen, especially because I think Portland's a good team. They've had some injuries too. Are the Jazz ahead of us or are they behind us?
The Jazz will blow it up in like a month. So
if the Jazz are ahead of us, then maybe, but I think they might be behind us or tied. I don't think that they're going to stumble into the eighth seed. There's so many variables that would negatively impact the way this team plays. And there's just not enough things. Like, they've basically been healthy for the last week, and we've seen what they are. And they can only, you know, add things that would detract from that.
So the Mavericks are 32-20. I'm sorry. They played 32 games. They're 12-20. And they started off the first 20 games of the year, they were 5-15. So they've made up significant ground. They were 15 games under 500. They are now 8 games under 500. Unfortunately, it just becomes such an uphill slog to actually get to 500. Like, you have to go through these win streaks. And the Mavericks had one, but you really have to have multiple while also dealing with injuries. And this AD injury couldn't really come at a worse time. They have... to finish out the year, they have a several national TV games yet to go. They play the Kings on Saturday. That's kind of a if they lose to the Kings, then we'll just be kind of in a different, like completely different headspace. Then they finish out the calendar year with Portland and start off the new year 2026 against Philadelphia and Houston. So it's like they have a chance to eat into this a little bit. But I'm looking at the stretch that you're talking about, and it's definitely pretty brutal. Like, what did they actually disclose on the broadcast about AD's injury? Because I've read literally nothing. I just kind of came in here blind.
So I think it was like groin spasms, right?
Yeah, they said it was like out of an abundance of caution. So it'll probably be fine. It sounded like we're kind of already losing this game. We're not going to risk it.
You know what he looked like? He looked like a dude playing a flag football or like a two-hand touch football game with his buddies, and he just pulls up because he's like, fuck this. I am not going to catch that.
That's exactly what it looked like.
Well, David, you are in the pit of despair where we've lost your lighting source, and now
I don't know what happened.
We have the brief outline of your head. This is
what Dallas Mavericks basketball does.
That's right.
Even the biggest of fans.
That's just right. Josh would really, really approve of this because he tends to turn his light off when the Mavs have bad games, and he just records in the dark. I do want to give the people something. Were there any like actual positive takeaways from this one, or was this just kind of a slow grind out for you? David, why don't you go first?
I mean, obviously the big one is Cooper Flagg. He's just so good. He's so, so good. And even more than he's so good on big stages. Like, he just played back-to-back really good national TV games. Max Christie was good in this game. I thought Max Christie was very good. You know, defensively, there's not much to say. Like, it's kind of a thing, it seems like, with the Mavs, where if the first quarter isn't good, then they're just not going to be able to lock in for the rest of the game. And that's kind of what happened tonight. But other than that, I mean, Max Christie and Cooper Flagg were the two big ones for me, at least. I don't know, Jack. Is there anything else that you found positively from the Mavs tonight? Because I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it was pretty much only Cooper. And I'll just talk about Cooper because I wasn't on for the last one, so I didn't get to talk about it. But I do think Cooper is pretty easy, a top 25 player to me already. He should be an all-star. He won't because the West is so stacked. But, like, you look at the East, look who might become an all-star in the East. Like, we're talking Norman Powell getting in the all-star game. Joke of a conference. But, yeah, I mean, Cooper's awesome. 9 out of his last 12 games, he scored 20 points. He's just so efficient, so good getting downhill. Can't make his free throws, but, you know, no one's perfect.
Well, and what do we think about his rebounding? Because maybe I'm just sort of hooked on the fact that Luka could grab 12 boards in any game where he really decided to. Cooper's rebounding leaves me wanting. Why do you think that's because he's covering more ground defensively and is out of position? Like, why does a guy who's playing this much, he's not getting as many boards as I feel like somebody of his size should be? Is that a ridiculous criticism?
Well, I think
that's fair.
Yeah, I think it. Number one, he does kind of. I don't want to say he like doesn't box out people and he does kind of float around sometimes defensively where he'll just kind of be like on the weak side, but not really in position. And then he's just skinny. He just gets moved around a lot. Okay. When he gets stronger, he'll be a better rebounder, but he's also like Luka would always attempt to get as low as possible and not be guarding anybody. So he'd try to get in position for a rebound, and Cooper's just not that kind of guy because he's a little bit more around the ball. But I think a lot of it's just he's just got to, you know, eat a couple sandwiches and get in a weight room, and then he'll be able to rebound a little bit better. But yeah, I don't know.
That's a funny comment. That, do you see this? There, we got two comments. Yeah. Jared Sullivan says, first, Coop helps too much on D to be an elite rebounder. And I think that's an interesting take. I would need to watch a lot more possessions to I get the concept, I just haven't seen it. And then this is a good comment from SL Musica 214. He says his butt isn't as big as Luca's. It's not fair to compare them. I agree with you. That's why
he's light in the trousers. Comment. He's this light in the trousers right now.
I think I disagree. Actually, I agree with Jared's comment a little bit about the he's their help side defender. Like, as much as Anthony Davis claims to be that guy, Cooper is that guy, and like there's a little bit of that. There's a little bit of like there's a lot of times where Flag just is ball watching on the backside and they skip it to his guy in the corner and that guy shoots a three, and obviously that's not going to result in a Flag rebound very often. And then the other thing is like, I mean, if you want to talk about numbers, Luka versus Cooper, like why Luka gets so many rebounds, frankly, a lot of the times guys let Luka grab the rebound. If there's a free rebound, they will let Luka grab it. So that at least contributes to 2 to 3 a game. But well, the maxi incentives. Cooper, yeah, I mean, I think Cooper's strong enough to get the rebounds now. Like he's moving. He gets whatever he wants downhill on offense. I don't think it's a strength thing. I think it's a lot to do with the help side stuff and the fact that he gets a little lost on defense.
Yeah. Like in this game, he kind of feels like he just kind of sits in the help side and can sometimes just kind of only stand there. But yeah, I'm not really worried about it long term.
It's a minor criticism.
9 to 10 rebound guy.
It's such a minor criticism that stands out to me in a game like, you know, so these 3 out of their last 4 games, they've gotten out rebounded. And he just plays a part. And so it's one thing that I feel like sometimes I gush so much over him. And I did this a lot with Luka too, where I didn't ever really want to talk criticism. So I'm just sort of trying to be more cognizant of that. I think that's enough for this game, you know, and we got light stream attendance compared to what we will have on a regular weeknight. I, if you're listening to this, you're a true Mavs fan and a fan of the show. We appreciate your hanging out. You should head over to Mavs Moneyball. There is a lot. Like I got 3 really good articles today that came in, and then there's like the game coverage. Our man Joe's on recap tonight. I feel bad for Joe. He signed up for like 4 in a row because I think he just didn't have anything to do. And I used to be that guy, and I just can't do it anymore. I love writing the game recaps. It's like my thing. Jack, were you writing like kind of a variation of a trade tiers piece you want to have out before the new year?
I think that's Other Jack.
Other Jack. See, this is
I'm doing grades tonight, but that's
yeah, yeah. No, you were doing the grades. Somebody has a trade tiers piece sitting in there that I wanted to. That I'm like, oh, it's a good idea because it's, you know, the Mavericks I think do move somebody, which will make this team, I don't say more interesting to talk about, but if they make some moves, then we have, you know, just variations and stuff to talk about. But all right, you guys get back to your evening. Thank you so much for taking your time. I'm not going to do a second post game show. There's nobody in here, and I'm not going to waste people's time. Josh and me should be back on Saturday. Even if not me, definitely Josh. I will be home in Texas on Monday, so that late Portland game will be probably the game I'm absolutely sure to be here for. Gentlemen, thanks so much for your time. Everybody who's on the stream and will listen in on your shows, hope you had a good holiday, and we will talk to you guys soon. Go Mavs.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it.
With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.